שלום לכולם, אנחנו שוב בקריאה משותפת.
Hello everyone. Again, we're reading.
הקריאה שלנו כמובן עם
we're in a common reading of the book of Zohar, and of course we will start with the clip of Rav. Zohar speaks only about one person. Torah is written just for one person. A person is a small world, and this is how we should see everything, that it's only me, I am alone, and everyone else is just a part of me. And I need to see the corrected world, that is, everyone is united and connected to me, and all parts of my soul. And this is why I see everyone, that everyone is already connected within me. And wicked or righteous, it's two people that are within me. We'll start reading as one man. We're reading Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Zohar for All, Volume 1, General Explanation for All 14 Commandments, and how they are divided into 7 days of creation. Item 8. The fourth commandment is, know that the Lord, He is the God, to include the name Elohim, God, Nukva of Zeranpin, and the name Havaya, Zeranpin, to know that they are one and there is no separation in them. This is the verse, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven, said on the fourth day of the work of creation. This is so because here the Nukva of Zeranpin was included in Zeranpin in a single name, lights, indicating that there is no separation between them, for they are of equal level. We have already extended the Vak to Nukva in the lower unification of blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, on the third day of the work of creation. In the verse, let the land bring forth grass. Now we must extend the guard to it, so it will be face to face with Zeranpin, on an equal level without any difference of degree between them, as the name lights indicates, both of them together, that Havaya is Elohim. The unification was explained in the third commandment, in which we drew only Vak, because from the Chazeh and above of Zeranpin rose with Leah to Abba Ve'ima, meaning only the 6 vessels, Chabad, Hagat of Zeranpin. Because of the harsh judgment from Chazeh of Zeranpin and below, they could not rise to Abba Ve'ima, which are pure without any judgment. And since there were only 6 vessels in Zeranpin, he received only 6 lights, Hagat Nahi, and 3 lights, Chabad, remained outside because he did not have the vessels to receive them. The mode by which the lights enter is that the lower one enter first. Hence, the upper one remained outside. And since Zeranpin had Vak, lacking Gar, the Nukva too did not receive more from him. However, now that the unification in Rachel from Chazeh of Zeranpin and below was already done, and she became a land that bears fruits and offspring precisely because of the harsh judgment from Hazeh of Zeranpin and below, who complimented the love on both sides. It becomes revealed that this harsh judgment in Rachel is a great merit, more than the great merit from Hazeh of Zeranpin and above. This is so because from Hazeh of Zeranpin and above, the Mochin could not receive in the upper Nukva because of the dry land. But now, through the harsh judgment, the dry land became a fruit-bearing land. Hence, the harsh judgment was inverted into complete light, but was regarded as black light, a light that exists only by the power of the black, the harsh judgment. It follows that now there is no difference between Hazeh of Zeranpin and above, or from Hazeh and below, since the whole difference was only because of the harsh judgment in Rachel. And now, the harsh judgment has been turned into complete light. For this reason, now the entire partsuf of Zeranpin and Nukva can rise to Abba Ve'ima, even the vessels Nahi from Hazeh of Zeranpin and below, regarded as black light. It is so because black light and white light are one without any difference. Moreover, the black light enhanced the Mochin far more than when they were white light of above the Hazeh. And since all 10 vessels of Partsuf zone rose to Abba Ve'ima, he can now receive all 10 Sefirot of light, including the lights of Chabad that he lacked, and which are called light of the face. The Nukva Rachel, who caused all that to Zeranpin, also takes these Mochin of the face from Zeranpin, and Zeranpin becomes face to face, panim to panim, with Nukva on an equal level. As it is written, let there be lights. This explains the order of the unification of Gar of Zon on the fourth day of the work of creation. We could ask, but on the fourth day was the diminution of the moon. So why is he saying here that it is the unification of Zon face to face? It is so because the emanation of the worlds and the commandments are separate and must not be compared to one another. Item 9. We could ask, why were the Mochin of Zon divided into 2 days? The third day, Vak of Mochin, on the fourth day, Gar of Mochin. Also, why were they not both on the same day? In the beginning, only Hazeh of Zeranpin and above could rise to Abba Ve'ima, since from the Hazeh and below was the harsh judgment. Through extension of Mochin of Vak from the Hazeh and above, Mochin of Vak were extended from the Hazeh and below in the lower unification too, and the harsh judgment became the black light on the third day. Once it was all completed, it became possible to raise the from the Hazeh and below of Zeranpin on the fourth day too, since after the harsh judgment became black light, the vessels from Chazeh and below could rise as well, since black light and white light are one without any difference. And since the vessels Nahi from Chazeh and below rose to the Gar, were extended to them. Thus, it was impossible to extend them at once, because before the harsh judgment became light, it was possible to raise the from the Chazeh of Zeranpin and below, along with Rachel, to Abba Ve'ima, but only from Chazeh of Zeranpin and above with Leah, who received only Vak. After the completion of Vak, a second time is required to raise from the Chazeh of Zeranpin from below along with Rachel, and then they receive the Gar. There is also a difference between Mochin of Vak and Mochin of Gar regarding the rise of Zon to Abba Ve'ima, since Zon cannot rise to Mochin of Vak by themselves. Rather, Yeshut rises them to him, but Mochin of Gar, Zon rise by themselves and do not need Yeshut to raise them. And now let's watch another clip of Rav Lightman. When we read the text, such as the Book of Zohar,
text lo mardishim shum davar miyuchat.
In general, we don't feel it's something special in this text, just nothing special, just things that are abstract, unclear to us, not sure what they're about, and then completely opposite. It's not necessary for us to exert to try to understand these words, that these words are not written on the level, on this emotional level. They can't influence us just emotionally or intellectually. So what do we have from them?
Otam amichabrim.
Then what happens is that those that wrote Zohar, They did this as it's written in the book itself, in the Book of Zohar. They did it specially to give a person the ability, the opportunity to give an exertion. Just give an effort, an exert as he desires. And if he exerts correctly,
Zohar,
then he brings the right intention, and then the light of Zohar, this highest light, influences him back, and then starts to move him forward, progress him into, as you're entering a majestic forest, as a walking into the magical country. So Zohar is not intended so to be understood on our current level, so we won't feel it as we can try to feel it now. But it's intended to influence us, our desires, to enter it. And we said this many times, the person that wants to rise to a higher degree doesn't just start to understand that degree, but starts to enter it, connect into it as a drop, like a drop of semen in the womb, and starts to develop, and nothing else is left in this spiritual development except this little spark that brought him here to the science of Kabbalah. And now he takes this little spark out of his whole ego, out of all of his qualities and desires, and takes this spark and scrutinizes it, takes it out, and tries to raise it and connect into the upper, into the ahap of the upper, into the upper mother. That's our effort to know what we're studying, to connect into dot, into this middle line, so the upper one could influence me and pass on to me his influence, his connection, to give me a place there so I would be included and connected in that quality of bestowal, so it would rule me and control me, and that's called a full, complete devotion. Let's think about it together. Let's continue reading. Since the upper and lower are discerned by the degree, it is so because the lower one is not as pure as the upper one, hence it is considered lower. Accordingly, it is difficult to understand how the lower one could rise to the upper one. Who removed the difference between them to the point that the lower one would equal the upper one and rise him? After all, it is necessary that if the lower one rises to the upper one, it is equal to it. The explanation is the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy. When Malchut rose to the place of Bina, the degrees split into two halves. Galta Anaim and Ahab, or Mi Ele. This is so because the ten Sefirot are called Galta Anaim, Ozem Choten Peh.
Vehem Chamesh Otiyot Shel Shem Elokim. Vechivan Shehamalchut Alta,
which are Kahab Zon.
Nimtza Shenitkena Heitata Dehav.
There are the five letters of the name Elohim. Since the Malchut rose to the place of Bina, it follows that the bottom He of Havaya was established as a place of coupling and point the bottom He. Malchut rose to being a thought, Bina. It is so because she rose in her place and became the coupling of Rosh in the place of Neh, where the Rosh ends. The three Sefirot Ahab fell from the Rosh to the degree below it. This is considered that they did not remain there in the Rosh, but in the two vessels, Kalgalta Enayim, called Mi, with only lights of Nefesh Ruach, and the three vessels Ahab, called Ele, departed and fell to the degree below it. This discernment is apparent primarily in Partsuv Yeshut, in which there are only Vak of Gagalta Enayim of the vessels, for which reason it is called Mi. Her Ahab, which are the three letters Ele, fell to the degree below it, to Zon. Also, Zon have only Galgalta and Naim in lights of Vak, and their Ahab fell to the degree below them, which are three worlds Bia. When we wish to extend Mohin of Gadlut to the zone, which are a complete partsuf of ten sefirot, which are themselves divided into Gar and Vak of Gar, or Vak of Gadlut and Gar of Gadlut, we need two Iburim for that two raisings of Man. First, Man is raised to zone through the top degree, and Mohin are drawn out of Absag of Ak to Yishsut. Through these Mohin, the point comes out of a thought and arrives at its place to Malchut. The bottom Hey descends from Nukva Einaim to Pei, and her coupling in the Pei is done as prior to the association. Thus, the three vessels, Ahab, Ele, rise to her once more and connect to her degree. And since the five letters Elohim, five vessels, have now been completed for her in the Rosh, she also obtains Gar of Lights, and Yishsut are completed in ten Sefirot of Lights and ten Sefirot of the vessels. However, when Yishsut rise to the three letters Ele to them for their completion, Zon rise along with them, since the upper one that descends to the place of the lower one becomes like it. Hence, since the three letters Ele previously fell to Zon, by that they became as a single degree with the Zon. Hence, now that Yishsut return and rise the three letters Ele to them, Zon are drawn out with them to Yishsut, for they are already attached to one another at a single degree. And since Zon rose with Ele to Yishsut, they receive there the Mohin of Yishsut. This explains how Yishsut raised Zon to Mohin of Vak with their letters Ele. Were it not for that, Zon would be unable to rise by themselves, for anyone who is lower than his friend is necessarily coarser than him. So how can he rise to him? In this ascent, the unification of the Shema reading was made on the third day in the verse, "Let the waters be gathered onto one place," as well as the lower unification of "Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever." Through the Mohin that Yishsut received, they extended to them the three letters Ele, with whom the Zon rose and received Mohin of Vak in their inclusion there with Yishsut. Since there were only six vessels there, it follows that this whole unification is primarily Yishsut, since they are the ones who receive the Mohin, and they are the ones who raise the Zon to them. However, only after Zon obtained the Mohin of Vak and came to their place, and through the lower unification extended the Mohin of Vak to the Nukva from the Chazeh and below, whose harsh judgment became light, the Zon can rise for Man by themselves to obtain Mohin of Gar and do not need ele of your suit to raise them. This is so because they equalize with one another, since now the whole difference between your suit and zone has been revoked. The coarser zone are, the more the judgment from your suit is completely sucked out, so even the harsh judgment becomes black light of zone, which is now regarded as white light of your suit. Hence, zone rise to your suit because they are now one without any difference, receiving their gar of mochin of gadlut. Thus, for the purpose of gar, zone can rise by themselves without the assistance of yeshut. For this reason, the unification of gar is considered a special day, as it greatly differs from the unification of Vak, both on the part of the vessels of Zon, since Mochin of Vak rise only half a partsu from Chazeh and above. And from the perspective of the ascent, let's watch a clip of Rav. There are two paths, and the timing right now, our time is very, it's very much like it's destined, it's predestined. So we either go towards the goal, the path of suffering, or the path of light, and this is how we should act. We shouldn't just rely on it. We have to very accurately do this, and based on all the signs that we're receiving, all the attainments, achievements, and everything we attain. So now this Congress that we were able to build with the God's help, this is just a miracle. The first time the signs of Kabbalah, the Book of Zohar, has met after exile. For the people of Israel that now finally wants to correct itself and reveal the Creator, and I'll be known from the greatest to smallest. And this is a great joy that the Creator has, that people want to attain Him. So I don't have any doubts whatsoever that we are in this time that everything will be revealed. Zon cannot rise by themselves to Mochin of Vak. These two kinds of ascent are called the first Ibur of Vak and the second Ibur for Gar. They apply to all the degrees, for it is possible to extend any degree only in two times.